Some jaw-dropping numbers are being put up at Hillman, and it's almost time for the latest and greatest WISL conference. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The 26th MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Conference is just around the corner. The event will be on February 4th and 5th at the Crown Plaza in Lansing. More than 800 attendees, the most in conference history, are expected. High school students from around the state will participate in workshops and hear from speakers on the importance of a variety of topics relating to sports. Also at the conference, Mary Ciceroni and Eve Claire will be honored for their contributions to high school sports. They both will be receiving the MHSAA's Women in Sports Leadership Award. Ciceroni retired from coaching the Bloomfield Hills Marion girls basketball team after the 2021-22 season with 707 career wins. That's the fourth most in MHSAA girls basketball history and the most by a woman. Her teams won 6 MHSAA championships and 20 league titles, and she was inducted into the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan Hall of Fame in 2017. Claire is in her 10th year as athletic director at Ann Arbor Pioneer and her 21st overall as an athletic director. She oversees one of the state's largest athletic programs with 36 varsity teams and nearly 1,100 athletes. Pioneer teams have captured 16 MHSAA championships over the last 8 school years. More information on both Ciceroni, Claire, and the WISL Conference can be found at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Alpena's Avery Doobie, who hit 7 three-pointers in a win over Inland Lakes. The 7 threes ties the school record for most in a game and puts her atop the career list for made triples at Alpena. To East Kentwood's Harmony Belton, who scored 19 in a 6-point win over Rockford, ending Rockford's winning streak at 33 games. And to Riverview swimmer Ewan Todd, he finished first in 2 individual events and on 2 relay teams, leading Riverview to a Downriver Classic title.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
You see the use of technology in football quite frequently. A quarterback throws an incomplete pass on third down, and when he comes to the sidelines, coaches are able to show him on a tablet or TV screen what went wrong. But can the same technology be used in wrestling? It can. Current National Federation playing rules allow coaches in the wrestler's corner to use video or still photography to instruct wrestlers during any timeout or dead clock situations. Just like in the football example, a wrestler could view footage from earlier in their match during a timeout and use that information going forward. However, that video cannot be used to dispute a call. One thing coaches cannot do is transmit audio to a wrestler through an earpiece.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Earlier this month, we told you about Hillman's Trenton Terratuta. He became the school's all-time leading scorer in December. He passed 2,000 career points in a game last week, becoming just the 46th player in Michigan history to do so. And in his most recent game, he poured in 52 points, a school record, while drilling 11 three-pointers, also a school record. He now stands at 2,064 points, more than Magic Johnson, and within striking distance of landing in the all-time top 10. As a team, Hillman is now 12-2. They lost in the quarterfinals last year and are a strong contender to make it to the Breslin Center this year. Basketball scores, schedules, and more can be found at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.